Everybody, and welcome back to episode 2 of Souls and Flowers podcast. So this week, last week, the big thing was Raid ID, and this week, the big thing is, oh my god, beta! Everybody's been running to their email, furiously clicking refresh, hoping against hope that we will please, possibly, maybe, Gods of Warcraft grant me a beta key. Unfortunately, I have not been one of the lucky few. In fact, I wasn't one of the lucky few for Wrath beta either. But anyway, I just was thinking today, you know, how we all go through this pre-expansion lull. We did it in Burning Crusade, we did it in Wrath, and here we are again right before Cataclysm. And how everybody's playtime seems to drop off. A lot of people go to other games, they just take a vacation, they cut back their playtime, or some people start just a plethora of alts, and they just start to level all those. And so this is a time that we can sort of reinvent ourselves in-game, and we can decide what we're going to be doing in the next expansion. We can start to stockpile goods if we plan to power level some profession. We can try to just absolutely gouge the market. I know I did that in Wrath with the introduction of Inscription. I went and I picked as many low-level herbs as I could, and I put those sons of bitches up for 40, 50 gold a stack. And people bought them. That's how I financed my epic flying. But this next expansion, it's always fun to see people come back to the game. I think that's one of the most exciting times when I have to sit there in queue for 45 minutes. It's boring as hell and everything, but I know that once I get in, I am going to be surrounded by a million different people, all playing the same game, all enjoying it, all going ooh and ah at the same time that I am. Because this is all new and exciting, and we're not quite bored out of our mind from it yet. I swear, I'm learning to despise the Nexus, and I was thinking back, I could remember when Wrath first launched, and I could remember stepping into the Nexus and going, oh my god, this place is absolutely gorgeous. And just looking at the floors and the walls and everything, and just thinking to myself, I would just want to stay in here, I don't want to go level anywhere else, I just want to stay in here and just keep running the Nexus over and over and over and over and over again. Well, here we are, and I've run the Nexus over and over and over again, and I am sick and tired of it. So I'm personally absolutely thrilled to see the Cataclysm beta launch. I'm just poring over all the blogs and websites, looking at everything, weeping over the cities that I see, or zones that I see change that I love. Like, I love Darkshore, and I just absolutely hate what they've done with it. And so it's fun, and if anything, it's, I think, spurred on my desire to play a little bit more. I want to finish leveling my Horde tunes, I want to finish leveling all my alts and get them to 80 beforehand. And I think another interesting thing was a blue post this week talking about how they wish to make the level 80 to 85 not so much dependent on how many levels they have, but make the content within it just absolutely epic and huge and expanse. So remember when you first inked, 69, and you had like to get 300,000 experience points, and that was a lot. And then you ding 70, and you saw how long it would take you to get to 71. That was like, 2 million experience points. So you're jumping from 300,000 to 2 million. You're like, oh my god, I'll never get through this. So, and they're telling us that it's going to be something like that, only times 3 or times 4. So it's going to be the same from leveling 80 to 85 as it would be to take your tune from 60 to 80. That's 20 levels they're squishing into 5. I'm just amazed. This is going to make it, I think this is going to make it impossible for me to level alts, because I'm going to be sitting there and I'm going to see 10 billion experience points, and I'm going to, and my just soul is going to shrivel and die right there. But I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. And I'm geeking out over this, and I'm sure a million other people are too. If you want, you can go. I have a blog, soulsandflowers.wordpress.com, and you can reach me at gnome.riley@gmail.com. I plead for any comments, questions, or emails, just anything to know that actually someone is out there and listening and enjoying what I have to blab about.